Space vessel, the Ego One. From time to time, you will hear people and even gurus who know what they're talking about. Enlightenment in many areas of life, the physical realm, and the spiritual realm. And yet, even they will tell you to make sure you do not allow limiting beliefs to stop you from pursuing your dream or your goal. Here is what I found, though. You have to figure out, okay, what is that limiting belief? Well, the first one seems to always start with at least the way you view yourself. And that's why I mention affirmation so much, that when I say give thanks to God, you see, tell God how much you appreciate him giving you another day of life, and tell him how much you love him if it's growing, you see, and then also say some wonderful things about yourself every single day. That'll take care of, or should I say, help as a reminder that you are what? Somebody. You should be respected. You should be protected. Now, if you wanted to go to another level of what could be limiting beliefs, well, you would have to probably ask someone close to you who really knows you. And this is a joke. Some of you may say, well, look, I don't have anybody close to me, or I don't have any friends. I understand. So then you can still do research from reading. You can listen to other instructors, from the spiritual to everyday living, and you can see if maybe you learn something new. So if you learn something new, guess what? You may had a belief that it was a certain way that you had to do, you know, certain things back then and there, you know, and then you learn this new thing and it's like, oh my goodness, that just saved me a whole lot of time. And guess what? Limiting beliefs can even go even deeper than that, especially when it starts going into the spiritual. But you know, we'll talk about that at another time. All the same, keep doing the best you can, and thanks for traveling on the Ego One space vessel. Take care.